This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, five ways to conquer the cancel culture. That story right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
Cancel culture is out of control, and they are even starting to turn on themselves. Cancel culture is an extreme boycotting, and they target anything that they don't understand, are offended by, or things that they just dislike. The target of the boycott is normally identified through social media and then a mob protest, both digitally and in real life. This has led to people losing their jobs, friends, and opportunities because of this cancel culture bullying. A statue of Teddy Roosevelt, the Broadway sensation Hamilton, Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling have all been victims of leftist cancel attacks. Now even Goya Foods is facing the fury of cancel culture simply because their owner spoke positively about President Trump. In his article, which can be found at charismanews.com, Dr. Michael Brown lays out five steps to conquer the onslaught of cancel culture. Step 1. Speak louder. He says that the more people try to silence you, the louder you need to speak up. Turn their attempt to silence you into a platform to stand on, especially if that platform has a righteous foundation. He urges people to not speak out as a victim, but speak out as someone who is emboldened by the opposition. If you do this right, the cancel culture will backfire and actually help you get your message out more. Step 2. Learn the principle of losing your life to save your life. In Matthew 16:25, Jesus said, "Whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." But how can we apply that to our life today? For this, we turn to the wisdom of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who said during a March 8, 1965 church gathering in Selma, Alabama, "If a man happens to be 36 years old, as I happen to be, and some great truth stands before the door of his life, some great opportunity to stand up for that which is right, he's afraid his home will get bombed, or he's afraid he will lose his job, or he's afraid that he will get shot or beaten down by state troopers. He may go on and live until he's 80, but he's just as dead at 36 as he would be at 80. And the cessation of breathing in his life is merely the belated announcement of an earlier death of the spirit. A man dies when he refuses to stand up for that which is right. A man dies when he refuses to stand up for justice. A man dies when he refuses to take a stand for that which is true." He is encouraging us to not allow ourselves to be slaves to human opinion, but to stand for what is right, no matter what the cost or consequences. If we have surrendered our lives to Christ and His purposes, cancel culture can take nothing from us. Step 3. Dr. Brown's third step is that we need to expose the folly of the cancel culture by pointing the mob back on itself instead of appeasing it. Winston Churchill once said, "Each one hopes that if he feeds the crocodile enough, the crocodile will eat him last. All of them hope the storm will pass before their turn comes to be devoured." This quote has been shortened to, "An appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile, hoping it will eat him last." Dr. Brown has been doing his part to point out in articles and tweets that Darwin should be canceled because of his racist theories, and the Democrat Party should be canceled because it was the party of slavery, segregation, and Jim Crow laws. He says that there is now even a push within Planned Parenthood to renounce white supremacy, which would be wonderful because it would lead back to their founder, Margaret Sanger, who was very much a racist and white supremacist. Maybe when the cancelers recognize that they might be next on the chopping block, they might acknowledge their folly. The fourth step might be the most powerful. We learn to forgive from the heart. Brown tells of a recent incident with star NFL wide receiver DeSean Jackson, who had made an inexcusable mistake of posting the anti-Semitic words of Hitler in a social media post. Since it has been brought to his attention, Jackson has offered many apologies and has promised to meet with a local rabbi to learn and understand. Fellow NFL wide receiver Julian Edelman, who is of Jewish ancestry, invited DeSean to tour the Holocaust Museum with him. Dr. Brown emphatically states that Jackson should be forgiven and not canceled for his mistake. Educate, don't eradicate. As the Apostle Paul wrote to the Colossian church, "The Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive." And his fifth step, we make room for differing opinions. He says we cannot defeat the cancel culture by becoming like it. We must become the opposite of it. We must be so secure in our views that we welcome dissenting opinions and that we do not marginalize those who differ with us. We can speak our minds clearly and forcefully. We can vote for policies we believe are in the best interest of our country. We can be dogmatic in our convictions and values. But we cannot silence or cancel out those who differ with us. In the words attributed to Voltaire, "I wholly disapprove of what you say, and I will defend to the death your right to say it." This is how we overcome the cancel culture, by gaining strength from it, by becoming oblivious to it, by exposing it, by being merciful, and by being better than it. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.